This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There's been a head-turning discovery in the waters of the St. Mary's River. Wild Atlantic salmon are breeding in the Upper Great Lakes. Stefan Tucker was doing research on sturgeon at Lake Superior State when he stumbled on this discovery about the Atlantic salmon. Stefan is now a fisheries field technician with the DNR. So, Stefan, up until now, the salmon were being stocked. So how and when did you discover that they were breeding naturally?
Well, we had nets set out in the water that was sampling for larval fish in attempts to capture larval sturgeon. And our first day going out to collect our results, we brought our samples back to the lab and we started to ID some fish. And myself and my boss, Roger Grile, along with some people that were assisting in my research, Roger had suggested that, wow, these fish look like Atlantic salmon. We had several of them in our samples, so we all began to identify them, and we agreed, yes, these look like Atlantics. But that struck us as odd because where did these fish come from? The only fish that are Atlantics that should be in this river system come from our facility. Hmm. But due to the size and the age of these fish, this isn't seen in the wild. So it really struck us like, wow, what did we really just find? Where did these fish come from? So it was exciting.
And what do you think has changed that could explain the presence of these larvae?
Well, what all salmon go through, especially in the wild, and it's commonly seen in hatchery settings too, is it's called EMS. It's early mortality syndrome. And what that is it's a vitamin B deficiency that affects the early life stages of these fish. And so how this happens is the wild forage base for these salmon are fish species such as smelt and alewives and gizzard shad. And our Atlantic salmon often go out into the open waters of Lake Huron to grow as adults, and that is where they feed. When they're feeding in Lake Huron, they prey on those common fish species such as alewives and smelt and gizzard shad, and those fish possess an enzyme that is detrimental to that vitamin D, which causes the deficiency. So ultimately, it lowers the health of the adults, and it increases poor egg quality and reduces the health of the offspring and often results in mortality.
So we did see I remember alewives being such an issue in the Great Lakes, but we've seen that alewife population crash, haven't we?
Yes, that's correct. In 2003 and 2004, there's actually a decline in alewife numbers. And that is what we suspect has actually helped our Atlantics, because these fish that they were preying on was high in this detrimental enzyme. And Atlantics have a much more variable diet than other salmon and other trout species. Therefore, they're able to find something else to feed on, and ultimately their health and their offspring have improved.
Stefan, give us a sense. What is important about your discovery?
Well, it opens up a lot of very new questions. Recently, the DNR has expanded the stocking of Atlantic salmon throughout Lake Huron, and so we don't know the true extent of natural reproduction, and we don't know all of the requirements for successful reproduction and all the mechanisms that influence this successful reproduction. So there's a lot of research that still needs to be done.
Stefan Tucker is a fisheries field technician with the Michigan DNR. It was his research with his team that discovered naturally reproducing Atlantic salmon in the Upper Great Lakes. Stefan, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Hey, thank you for your interest. It was my pleasure.